Please enlighten why were child marriages advocated in Vedic scriptures whereas IPC considers even consensual union with a legitimate wife below 15 years as rape? Answer. The driving values of the Vedic culture and the modern culture are radically different, and that's why various aspects of the Vedic culture are perceived differently. In the Vedic culture, it was understood that the adolescent phase was a phase of great turbulence for both males and females. And the best way to stabilize that journey through turbulence of adolescence was to remove that force of sexual attraction that causes the most uncertainty during those years. Generally speaking, sexual drive is awakened and it dominates us during those years. Sexual desire can compel, impel and propel us into immoral and antisocial pathways. This is also evident in the society. In the Vedic society, it was understood that if the nuptial knot is tied before one enters these years, then the person becomes stabilized by knowing that this is my spouse, although they wouldn't have sexual intercourse until they were adequately mature, both sexually and emotionally. But the fact that the marriage was done, the mind would be stable. It wouldn't be hunting for compatible, enjoyable partners. Of course, it also implies what was true in the Vedic times and what is not true in our times. People who are married understand that they shouldn't look for any other extramarital sexual gratification. That check becomes a protection. Child marriage would avoid the instability of the mind. The relationship would develop gradually and a marriage would be arranged by the elders who would often observe both the children and see their nature and evaluate their compatibility. Nowadays, the only compatibility evaluated in marriage is the looks and the pockets. That's all that matters to most of the people today, which are both superficial. There is psychology and nature, and if these are incompatible, then many marriages survive as cold wars or rupture as divorces. That's why earlier all the marriages were arranged, and that too before the adolescent age. Now, in our society there are unfortunately, excessive and intensive obsession with sex because of the media and the culture, and so there is unfortunately the tragedy of child sexual abuse that happens. Because the child is not adequately matured, out of intimidation, ignorance and just submission to an elder, may submit to the elder's advances. The government has to make some regulations to avoid such abuse. With a child it is difficult to say that whether it was consensual or forced. Now with the current cultural context, such a law is valid. Of course in the Vedic culture, it wasn't that if the spouses are married, it's not that they would have physical mating prematurely. Before physical union, there would be emotional bonding. The boy and the girl were allowed to interact under the watchful eye of the elders. The relationship would develop in this way. In general, love is not just a feeling but an expression too. Now the distorted form of this is dating. The boy and the girl have a period of courtship without the knowledge of their parents, often in defiance of their parents, in which they try out various things to see if they would work. Actually, the male-female relationship is so volatile, that without commitment, and with trying out, things never work. There has to be a compatibility, but with that also a commitment. Ultimately, there can't be perfect compatibility between two souls. The ultimate compatibility is between God and soul. So one has to choose the minimum incompatibility, and to overcome that incompatibility, there has to be commitment. In case of trying out, dating and the fashionable idea of live-in, the statistics from the research is by David Meyer, The American Paradox, on people who have had live-ins, even if they get married, the relationship don't last. Traditional marriages last longer and live better than marriages done by people who have had lived-in before, either among the spouses or elsewhere. Once the whole overwhelming force of sex is allowed freedom for exploration without any regulations and without commitment, then it dominates the mind. And a person who has had explored sex before marriage, when they don't get the same after marriage, then that force takes over the mind and one wants to explore further. The dangers of unrestricted exploration is avoided by child marriage in the Vedic culture. Even in traditional India society, the abuses can occur and it is rare, and ultimately because of human failing. Because of such failing, child marriages often had been portrayed as the evil of Indian society. But the Western society, which considers itself to be morally superior by banning child marriage, they have child sexuality. Because of excessive bombardment of sexual images even in cartoons for children, children become or try to become sexually active even before they hit puberty. There are so many examples of children losing their virginity at a very young age, and indulging in masturbation at a very young age. The whole childhood and its innocence, and its gradual growth is lost. So, which is better? Childhood pregnancy outside wedlock, or child marriage and gradual bonding and then pregnancy within the sanctuary of marriage? We don't propose child marriage in the modern society, because of the change in the socio-cultural conditions. The idea is that, what is given in the Vedic culture has its own profound purpose and meaning. And we need to understand it and we need to see how best the same purpose and meaning can be applied to our society. But just because something doesn't make sense from our perspective, that doesn't mean that we join the chorus of condemnation about them. We don't need to throw the baby with the basket. The Vedic culture is much more well-civilized than the modern culture.